So we wanted to ask you, do you think prostitution should be legal, yes or no? And look, all opinions are welcome, just whatever you think and why. Let's go to Lo, should prostitution be legal?
Completely. 100% should be legal in the safest of ways, you know, standardize the testing. I spent many years out there being a little slutty slut, and I did it all for free. And I want that money back.
You want the money back?
I need that money back, my guy.
You want prostitution reparations.
Right.
I don't think that works that way. Okay, so.
I mean, we can file back taxes up to 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
Very interesting.
I like that perspective. Oh. I did not see that one coming. Let's go to Max. Max, should prostitution be legal?
Prostitution should be legal. I don't see why it should be illegal. It's something that somebody's doing with their own body, so. That's what they want to do. If that's what they choose to do, go for it. I mean, you can get it on X and Telegram. It's pretty easy to find it. It's already legal. You know, you got to know the right avenues to go.
Have you hired a prostitute before, judgment free?
Oh, heck no, man. But I'm just saying, like, if that's what that lady want to do herself, then I'll get out her business and let her pay her bill.
Can I also just say, though, I think that, like, that's the dream scenario. It's like, oh, if a woman wants to, let her. Yeah, okay, that sounds great. But I think a lot of the women that find themselves selling their bodies for sex are doing it because they see no other way.
Right.
It's not like, everything's great in my world. I have a house, I have a car, I have a job, and let me just sell my body on the side.
Wait, but
I
look
think
at
it's
the
like
bunny ranch.
Whatever they can do. That is a totally different.
It's not totally different. It is a form of prostitution that's regulated by this. By the area or the county that it's in, because they are testing the women, and they come from all over the world.
But
and
there'll always be people that will be okay with it, at least for, or at least seemingly so, for a while. And then
they do make big money, though.
Yeah. And also, I just heard our caller say, "Ask her where her dad's at." That's not her issue. That's the dad's issue.
Oh, also,
for not being there.
Yeah. Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, that was totally
like,
uncalled for.
He was like, "Oh, you know, a telegram, and here you can like, there's all places to find it." I'm like, "You ever done? Oh, not me. I just know where to find it.
Of course."
And it is funny. I know of people like literally. Not I don't know. I'm not friends with, but friends of friend. Well, people that I'm aware of in this area, they hire prostitutes all the time, and and they're viewed as a disgusting person because of the way they go about
and
it.
And let
but
me tell
like,
you
really?
Something, Jared. Wow. The prostitutes that are on the side of the street are much lower caliber and quality than the ones like an escort that you would hire. I've never done it, but I just know this because I know people that have done it.
He knows people.
Because the ones on the street, they're the crackhead. They're the ones.
They're the ones I'm talking about.
A lot
about.
Of times they're male dressed up like female, too.
Could be.
Oh, yeah. And we know that the vast majority are female prostitutes, but there are male prostitutes as well.
Mm-hmm. No, but they're dressed up like female. So it's like, surprise!
Yeah. You know, like they have those unboxing videos?
Yes.
It's kind of like the ultimate unboxing video. You're like, oh, I thought this was something else.
And then since you're there, you're like, well.
I'm here.
All right.
Oh, I'm already wasting some gas.
I mean, you don't want to be getting in a fight with people.
No, it'd be rude.
No, and then they'll expose you, you know?
Right. You're like, all right, I'll do whatever this is here. Oh, we have, I didn't expect this person to call in, President Trump.
Oh, perfect.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Jared and Katie. I heard you talking about, first off, Happy New Year. Great to talk to you in this great new year. A full year of Donald Trump. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, the year started off with a bang in a lot of different ways.
Yes, it did.
Literally, a bang. That's what we're talking about, prostitution. With
oh, God. Yeah.
Let me say this. If it's something that's going to help alleviate the tax debt that the United States is in, I'm here for it. Let's tax it. But unfortunately, I'm only for American-made prostitution. No immigrant prostitution. We can't have them coming across the border taking these jobs.
Taking jobs.
Can't be having that. Not in Trump's America. Not going to happen.
So you don't want people to come here stealing American prostitutes' jobs?
U.S. only.
Correct. There's going to be massive tariffs on those sex traffickers that come in from other countries. It's not going to be pleasant for them. They're going to hate it, but unfortunately, it's going to make us a ton of money, so it's going to be great for our economy.
Okay.
Now, it that way.
Do you have any regulations on prostitution as far as looks, or is it just whoever wants to?
I clearly have never had any woman have sex with me only for my money. Ask any woman who's ever been with me.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's for the looks. It's for my charisma.
Personality.
It's for the great way that I talk to them and treat them because I'm always fair. Can you believe that? I'm always fair.
All right. And anything else that people can expect with this new, if you were able to get the Trump prostitution law passed?
I'll be bringing in Daniel Stern, Marv, the wet bandit himself, to head this spearhead, if you will, this new position in the cabinet I'll be instilling very soon. Once I pardon this man for a crime that clearly shouldn't be a crime, let's face it, it should not be a crime.
So maybe it's Department of Prostitution, he can be the director.
The DOP, that's what we're going to call it, DOP.
He goes from the wet bandit to the DOP?
The DOP.
The DOP.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that. Anything else?
What a promotion for this guy. Can you believe it? We've been in a movie together before, naturally. He's a perfect candidate for the position.
That's true. Home Alone 2. Any other thoughts in the new year since we have you on? If not, we're interesting perspective.
I'm just excited to keep making this country so tremendous. I've done, let's face it, this last year that I've been in office, probably considered the greatest year of all time in American history, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to continue to make every year even better than the one before, like you can expect me to do, Katie.
Oh, I'll be waiting.
All right, President Trump, appreciate it. My goodness.
You know what's so interesting about it? I had no idea that the legalization or illegal or legalization of prostitution is also a political debate. I can't believe it.
Excuse me.
I mean,
you led with talking about who supported it and who didn't.
I know that.
You should Google it like right before, though.
I didn't expect it to be politicized. I mean, everything's being politicized. It's crazy. I mean, seriously, all Katie's people are for it, and actually the people on the right are against it.
Yeah.
I bet you feel confused right now.
My position was left.
Okay.
I guess, if it had to be politicized.
Yeah,
Josh, I hope you like that one.
Yours would be, absolutely.
Crazy.
Well, no, and then it's funny because, like, super conservatives would be against it, moderates too. I mean, and Democrats.
I don't understand.
But then also, like, libertarians are, like, for it because they just don't want any, regulation.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. You know, it'd be interesting to see the statistics in Amsterdam where it is regulated. I know in Thailand they do it all. It's very widespread. And it does seem like it's really like out of control as far as, but I think that's because most of the world is illegal. So it's like when you become 21 and never drank anything, you go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if it was in other countries where they have wine, kids have wine at 14, 15, it's not as crazy when you turn 21.
I think it would also be interesting to see men versus women, women versus men, the thoughts and opinions.
Most women don't pick up prostitutes.
Because they're the ones that have to do it.
Yeah, but
Men
are not in demand.
Katie, they get to do it and make a lot of money.
Clearly.
There's no downside at all.
Nothing bad for them at all.
Your heart or soul, your body or diseases, it's fine.
Mm-hmm, it's fine.